Should we kind of explain our characters?
If you want, go ahead real quick.
Alright.
Go for it, Emily.
Yeah, well, alright.
You're the wise one here.
Am I?
Wise guy. No. At least you're the one that brought it up.
Yeah. This is the annoying voice I've chosen for this character. His name is Grimmel Sharpbeak. He is a warlock Alwyn from a prestigious family of warlocks. They didn't think he was evil enough, so he's gone off on his own to prove how evil he can be. He is 3 feet tall. He's a little 3 foot tall Alwyn, chaotic evil warlock. Yeah.
What's your patron?
Zaratan.
But oh yeah, Zaratan. You know, because size equals evil.
What does that translate to mechanically in terms of patron?
Basically, like, earth powers.
Yeah, one sec, I can send it.
I like that.
Like, in Captain Planet terms, she's got the Ring of Earth.
Basically.
I guess
he's just a giant rock turtle.
If we're going in order of size, then I will be next. I am the Great Adventurer Poplartwinkle. Sea rogue. But mostly just standing man in the side. Smells vaguely of brownies constantly. Just to hide.
Unless he gets damaged, then he smells like burnt brownies.
Yeah. Progressively more damaged I get, the more the brownies burn.
What kind of rogue are you?
I am... what do you call it? Wild card rogue.
Ooh, a lot. Man, you guys do use a lot of homebrew.
Yeah.
So, basically, because the whole thing about Poplartwinkle, he's more lucky than good. He's tiny, he's weak, but really, really good at hiding and doing backstabs, and has a propensity to constantly find people's lost things because they misplace them on their bodies. And he has a tendency to do it. He's also fully convinced that Zaratan's actually a good god, and this whole thing, I'm gonna be evil, is just someone living in denial, and they're actually trying to do good in the world. Because
I mean, yeah. Not to speak out of turn, I don't know your guys' lore, but Zaratan is staunchly neutral, so it's not like he's evil.
Yeah, that's the joke. Yeah, that's the joke.
I just saw this giant rock and I'm like, oh my god, it's so huge, it must be evil. Like, because what other great power can, like, be, like, good, you know? Like, such a great power must be evil.
Okay, so you guys are bad.
No, they're just confused. Yeah.
One of us has a positive intelligence. None of us, I think, well, you can read now, can't you? Because you got that warlock skill of rune transcription.
Yes. Because I learned an invocation that allows me to read any text, so I can read, but my intelligence is -2.
Eyes of the Runekeeper.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whereas Poplartwinkle staunchly refuses to ever read.
That I will use, so I never have to up my intelligence.
Yes. As Poppy here, he refuses to ever read because reading is for dumb people. Only stupid people have to put their, you know, their thoughts into paper.
If I were to quantify my intelligence on a scale of 1 to 20, I'd put it a solid 19. So, which is weird for me, because normally I play Barb and dump Int.
Dang.
That'll be fun.
Be the smartest man in the world!
Oh, actually, yeah, and at 19 to start, you get a bonus language you can add on.
19 you don't have to do that now. Nigh on godlike.
Maybe 2 languages then, fine. So he's a polyglot.
His kind of whole deal is that he is so smart that he's kind of losing his good mind, is how I see it. and he's going to be a dick. I plan on playing him very antagonistically. So.
Perfect.
He'll fit right in.
If we're going in height, Foxglove?
He's a gnome, so probably not even.
But, no, I mean, Foxglove is our next player in height.
Oh, I imagine he is just
on the sheet. He's like 3 feet.
No, just under 3 feet.
Oh, so okay, you should have been first. Because I think Poplite's like, what, 3-10 or something, according to random...
This, the sheet, yeah. But anyway, so Fox...
Sorry, go ahead.
Foxglove, you want to do your introduction?
I suppose I shall. My name is Foxglove, and I am a bard. I won't do anything unless you pay me.
Sure, sure.
That. And Barry? The tall one?
Me. Me, Barry Bark, Big Log. Me, half-orc paladin. For goddess Freya. Me believe that me have two missions in life. Make Freya proud and spread love all around.
And what is your int score above table?
My intelligence score? Well, since we just leveled up and I got an ability score, it's now 7.
Nice.
It was 5.
Yeah, third person. I'm hip to it.
Yeah, all of us are really dumb. It's kind of crazy, the kind of routes we'll take because of our stupidity.
Well,
main casters, especially int casters, so this is going to be kind of a trip for me.
Awesome. Alright. Well,
what's even funnier is he thinks he's a paladin for the goddess of love, but it's actually Loki playing a joke on her because she dared to reject him. So he made Barry a paladin in her name, just hoping that it'll be a huge embarrassment for her.
A classic Loki jokey.
Yep.
This has been an Azentuary LLC production. Find us online at azentuary.com for character bios, merchandise, Patreon, and more. Thank you for listening.